The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. The lyrics from that theme song, Bonnie wrote them.
Every show.
And I sang them. This is a great turnout. Thank you for coming. This is going to be a lot of fun, I hope. Seems like it's going to be. And what's that?
You and me both.
Okay. I'm already trying to do crowd work. Here's the thing. Bonnie and I will be talking a little, and then we're going to bring on our celebrity marriage counselor. And we've done these live shows.
They've never helped. That's why we keep trying this.
Yeah, we do our podcast in our dining room with no preparation. As you can tell right now.
I prepared things for this one.
Uh-oh, she's going into her pocket. Look at this.
Well, for people who don't know, I mean, I don't know if anyone here listened to the podcast, but it's, thank you. Well, let me give you some background then. We've been doing this podcast, My Wife Hates Me. I play the wife, and I hate him, and I've been doing it for over half my life.
4 years? Over.
Four and a half years.
And I guess we've done 300 episodes, and now I just took, like 3 weeks ago, the piece of paper that tells me the steps on the computer.
How to set up the podcast.
It took me...
He finally did it without using a paper.
And I fucked it up Sunday.
It's an external mic.
Yeah. Anyhow, So, what do you have to talk about there?
Well, this is the thing, is that, it's like you think that we would run out of stuff to say, and we do, so we just repeat a lot of the fights that we've done before. We do go, we're a marriage, we're a real marriage. People ask me all the time, how real is this podcast, and I don't know. Honestly, I do not know how much is real that's going on. I'm pretty real, I think. You know, I mean, I'll step it up when I see a hot mic for sure, but for the most part, you know, I don't have good control of my emotions, so it's just out there. But the thing is I don't know if he's just doing shit on purpose so that I'll then get mad at him on the podcast.
No.
And we'll have good, he's always like, that was good radio. And I mean, he has just an enormous amount of get-rich-slow schemes that you cannot believe. One time we were going to buy a house, and then he said, yeah, I'm going to redo the basement and put an apartment in there.
Yeah, to rent out. To help pay the mortgage.
Yes, because I think when you're on the road all the time, Wednesday through Sunday, that's what you want. A stranger living in your basement near your wife and kids.
Well, no, because I don't know if you... First of all, you know what?
Always the best of society gets a basement apartment. Do you notice that, too? Someone will really care, look out for you.
Okay, well, maybe if I... Okay, let's say I built the apartment And I would do most of the work because I have some carpentry background. And I used to remodel houses, but I fucked that up because I was a drug addict back then. Anyhow, I had a good painting business. So what I would do is build, and like on Homeland...
You guys know this stuff already. We go over it.
No, listen. Like, do you see how Quinn lives in the basement on Homeland and he can't get upstairs?
Yes.
That's how I would do it. But it's not going to happen. You see what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. I honestly don't know if... I don't know if he's gas. It's a no-win situation because either he's gaslighting me or he really is this stupid.
No.
And so...
Okay, let me ask you guys this. And seriously. Okay, we live in Jersey. It gets very cold. Very cold. So, in Palm...
In case you didn't know about Jersey, it's very exotic.
It's cold. So... In Palm Springs.
Is it hot there? I don't know if it's hot there.
In Palm.
In Palm Springs,
which is what, 2.5 hours from LA, you could get.
Is it cold there?
It's beautiful there. You could get like live in a trailer park and buy like a place for like $40,000, right? And it'd be a place to go in the winter, you know, just to chill, play some golf. And she says, like, I'm fucking crazy to want to do something. You know what I mean? $40,000 to get like a 2-3 bedroom. Okay, so but they're nice trailer parks. They have gyms and stuff. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, I want a getaway place.
You've been to the gym before.
Like, you're right. I halfway want to live like. Halfway in between, what was the movie we watched the other night? Captain America.
No.
Oh, no. Mr. Fantastic. No. Captain Fantastic. That's the one.
Is that real? That's what I'm fucking trying to find out. Did you do that on purpose?
No, I fucked it up.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
I fucked that one up. I fucked that one up. But not to that extreme, but just, you know what I mean? If you're in entertainment, you just want to get away. Does that make sense? You can reply. You know what I mean? Is there any married couples here by a round of applause?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what our marriage. We had to put a sound on our marriage.
Woo. Those people that go, woo, I guarantee they don't kiss before sex. Anyhow, that's over after 3 years. That whole kissing. Ugh. Anyhow.
Should we bring up, what we're going to discuss today, I think, is, I wanted to discuss Rich's bathroom habits, but he has a pretty strict rule about things he doesn't think are good comedy topics.
No, I don't.
Well, it's actually, you think everything is fine. You'll go anywhere and
pretty
talk about
much.
Anything.
Yes.
Except no toilet humor.
It's so fucking, why? Why would I do it? Look,
And I thought it was because he had, like, high morals when it came to comedy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't do that. I don't sink that low. But it's really because I hear this 20 times a day. Please God, let me poop. So it's like, it's something that affects him directly. Do you know what I mean? It hurts too much.
See, even that humor, it's
not humor.
It's not true humor. I've been doing this a long time. I have many credits, and I just, I can't, with my reputation, I can't have, you know.
And he pooped today. Please welcome.
I can't have, you know, the people I hang out with, you know, go, oh, Voss does poop material. It's below me.
Okay.
You know, I don't mind jizz material.
No, because you can still come. I mean, it evaporates almost immediately, but, you know, it's still there. So let's bring out our marriage counselor.
You introduce him. He's one of my fucking, like, when I listen to comedy.
Should we say what happened? We were in a cab coming here, and there was four of us in the taxi.
No, there was five.
Well, including.
Oh, no, it was four.
Yeah,
counting the driver.
I don't know. The driver wasn't part of our family, so I didn't. So the taxi's full. We see Eddie Pepitone. He rolls those windows. He's like, Eddie, get in! Eddie comes running over to the cabin. He goes, oh, you can't. And we take off. He didn't do it as a comedy joke. He just was like, oh, whoops.
Well, but this is what I did. I said to Bonnie, I'm going to get out and walk with Eddie to try to make myself look good.
So that he wouldn't have to pay. Yes.
You're right.
I was like, you guys carry on the other half block. I'll get back. Which is what we're going to talk about on the show, is that you're not cheap, but there's things there that we need to go over.
I'm a high roller.
Today at breakfast, he made the guy come over and open up his omelet to show that there was not enough cheese.
No, fucking... See, look at it. You know what? Don't laugh, because he's an asshole. Let me explain something. No, wait. This is the truth. First of all, we're eating in the hotel. First of all, it's a scam.
He wouldn't let me get a coffee, because he's like, you can get free coffee at the other end of the hotel.
Look at him. Listen to me.
Look. Need to have a coffee.
Look at here. Let me explain something. First of all, I walk in, there's complimentary coffee for guests.
Let's introduce.
Yeah.
He's the funniest man alive. He has a documentary about him called The Bitter Buddha, and he has a Netflix special that is called In Ruins. Please welcome Eddie Pepitone. Eddie, how long have you been a marriage counselor?
How long have I been a marriage counselor? Well, I supplement my comedic income by doing marriage counseling.
Thank you.
I've been a marriage counselor for a few years.
Have you been listening to any of the issues that we've been having?
Yeah, I have been. I just wanted to sit over there and listen. Getting into the spectator, state of mind. I was like, yes, good. I don't want to come out.
Well, are you in a relationship right now?
He's married.
Besides, I don't want to brag.
No, besides with God.
That's a tough relationship. Now, that I would like to counsel. That would be funny if you two were trying to relate to God and access God, and I was like, God damn it! You have to be still to access God. Still! Just a few people got that.
Well, here's...
Right, the meditators got that. Here's the meditation.
We'll talk about God.
People are so drunk as hell, they don't fucking know God. They think they know God when they're drunk, and that's not God. God is when you're on a cushion and you're just like, oh Christ, everything is awful.
Well, you can tell Austin is definitely godless. This is a godless area. Do you see all those naked people out there?
That's what godless. I hate about that is that it's just fucking boring. Like, it's nothing. It's like they're not naked.
Yeah.
They're just like half naked, and of course they're just promoing shit. Like, what was it for? I didn't even look because I'm too cool to look. You know that thing when you're like, no, I'm not gonna look. This is beneath me. The way toilet humor.
Thank you, my mom. I don't even see you.
It is. Because if you look, you just start to hate yourself more because they get the best looking people, that I saw.
I don't look at it like that anymore, good looking, bad. To me, it's all fucking inner beauty.
You just see an aura. You see people's aura.
That's all I see. I watch porn. There's aura porn now. Have you seen the aura porn? You're just jerking off to these halos, and it's terrific. I just really leave now. That's as good as it's gonna get from me.
This is fucked up. He's killing. We can't follow him.
I wanted to because
I'm married 4 years. I've been with the same woman, Karen Simmons, for we were dating. That's a weird term. We were sparring for 7 years. Like, what do you want? What do you What do you want? Okay. And then I proposed. And by the way, when you proposed, was that a big deal?
Well, what happened?
How did you do that?
What happened is we had a pilot with Comedy Central.
Ah, shit.
So
it's so show busy.
Well, I thought, getting paid.
11 years ago, it still is number one credit.
No, here's the deal. I thought, the engagement would be the first season, and then we'd get married. But I already gave her the ring, and the fucking pilot wasn't picked up. And you can't take the ring back.
Eddie, this is the absolute truth, was that, he had high hopes for that Comedy Central pilot. And
you knew?
I mean, no. I'm always, you know, whatever.
You're realistic.
I was scared that it might actually get picked up.
you were gonna fucking do a reality show on your marriage?
No, on our lives living together. Like, when we first dated, it was really funny, because we pretty much took control, and it was obviously unscripted but scripted, but they told us it wasn't picked up, and this was back then, this was like 12 years ago, this was big fucking money back then. I was already spending it was big. We were executive producers, creators. Ooh. They told us it wasn't picked up a week before the wedding.
Oh, it was a week before the wedding. So, yeah. Every single
they period, suck, by the way.
Yeah.
We were traveling. We went, you know, we had the wedding in Canada, and people would constantly be like, congratulations. And Richard just like walking around, kicking his suitcase, you know. And people thought it was because, like, oh, he really hates her. I can't believe he can't.
Wait a minute. The wedding, and people are like, what? The wedding didn't get picked up? What the fuck are they talking about? I didn't have my wedding picked up. I just got married.
And we had to get married. She's from Canada, right? And we had to get married in some fucking inn in Edmonton. And like, her family came to the wedding in flannels. They're farmers. So they came in flannels and whatever, dungarees or jeans or whatever you call them, right? And they're giving us gifts like fucking towels and quilts and stuff. Like, I paid money. I don't want a fucking quilt. That's all I'm saying. And I don't want to come off abrasive.
No, you don't. My family was so excited to meet a Jew.
Well, we don't want to
talk. They like the Woody Allen kinds.
I can't. I'm straight. Anyhow, we had three weddings, and it was great. I couldn't have found anybody better.
As good as it's gonna get for me. I got wooden roses for Valentine's Day. So now you know a little bit about him. So he, this is the thing, is that when you start to obviously hate the person that you're with, and you really just want to do it at the slowest possible rate. You know, you want to I try to look away a lot on what's happening, but when we were going through security, he has to fucking take a sandwich. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen on a flight, that he's not going to have enough food, but it's just the amount of work that goes in. He makes a sandwich, he puts ice.
No, frozen, you can't bring ice, a frozen bottle. You put water in and freeze it.
So it's ice. And he's walking through with this little lunch kit, and you know they're like, "What is this?" He's like, you know, it's like slight. And then he dropped his glasses, and he was like, "I don't care, they're only a dollar." Have you seen
from the dollar store? Well, but guess what? On the plane, when I was eating my sandwich, who was staring at me? Right?
Yes, yeah, because you don't close your mouth.
I don't think
you should make food to take on an airplane.
Why?
You know, I just think it's horrible to do that. Because if you've ever been next to anyone who opens their fucking little bag and they've brought a still alive salmon, fuck, what is that? It's swishing around, and they're like, "Well, the doctor told me I need to eat them raw." You know, they're into the raw food shit or whatever. You know, like, and you're like batting the salmon away. You don't need to be next to people who bring their. It just reeks of people who are recovering from a dire illness. You know, it's like you got to be able to just survive on the plane.
Yes, why?
You know what I mean? Like, so planes are all about survival. They're not about, "Oh, I brought my little fucking thing." And a lot of people, besides their fucking sandwich, they bring a talisman. Like, "Oh, my little fucking bear. My little stuffed bear that I had since I'm six." Go fuck yourself. Take a pill and get on the plane.
You know what I bought?
Like a normal human being.
You know what? Listen to me. You might like this. I bought this thing. Bobby Kelly showed me.
I love Bobby Kelly.
You wrap it around your neck.
That's the other thing. He was wearing this thing on the plane that looks like he's got, some kind of a spinal cord.
Now that I do. That I do. I have a bad neck, so I think that's good.
But this way, when you're laying, listen, when you're, it's got a plastic thing, and when you're laying, your head can jerk forward, and you don't, you know what I'm saying?
See, absolutely.
I fly so much, so I try to make it as easy and comfortable as I possibly can. That's all. You know, she might.
That's all. I'm just trying to. Trying to have a nice time.
You know, I download my own movies sometimes. That's you know, true. You would think I would. You know, I do first class when I'm upgraded. But here's the other thing that I want to get to real quick. And Bon, you know, because she thinks like this is okay. This morning, we go to the, we get up for breakfast. And
I wanted my own coffee and I wanted my own orange juice.
Here's the problem.
I'm sorry that upset you.
No, sorry that you won't let me explain to them. Okay. All right. Relax. We have time. When I walked into the restaurant at the hotel, there was a complimentary coffee. Big, nice cups. And, you know, nice cups. So I said,
they're in thermal.
So I said, let me get a cup of coffee. I go, Bonnie, would you like coffee? And she said, no, I'll get it when I sit down. I go, and I'm not cheap, but look, it's a fucking roller. all right? I said, but if you sit down, you're going to charge you $3 or $4 for the dumb coffee when you could, it's right here for free. So not being like, look, you know, look, as a street dude, you see what I'm saying? You're going to want the free coffee and then go sit down and get the overpriced eggs, right? Does that make sense? Or is that kind of fucked? She goes, no, I just want to have a cup of coffee. Well, that's what the fuck I was giving you.
I know, but I just wanted to drink it. I didn't want to seem like I was sneaking a coffee.
Well, okay. You're not sneaking it because they know. They're the ones who are giving it to us. It's them. They know. Like, if you came in with Starbucks, maybe they go, I think she's sneaking in coffee. But when you come in with a Radisson cup,
I like the Radisson, too. You mean you get up that early?
We have a kid. Not with
us. No, they don't have a free breakfast. You had to go find out if there was a free breakfast.
Some places do, a lot of them on the road.
And then he does this thing where he's ordering and he goes, do you have any turkey bacon? And they'll be like, no. He's like, oh.
You get mad
chicken
when they
sausage.
Don't have things.
It's fucking Austin. This is supposed to be a healthy fucking area. How could they not? Isn't it? Everybody walking around is in great shape and skinny. You look at them. It's fucking like you're at a rock concert.
Everybody's just shoving red meat up their ass. They're all like, you gotta have the barbecue. You know what I mean? Like,
I just killed
this cow.
I saw some pretty healthy people. What I'm saying is, here's what I'm saying. So we sit down, and like when we go to the bagel place by our house, and like I'm not cheap, but like if you get a bagel and cream cheese and lox by where we live, it's so much, it's too much. So I'll say, okay, give me a bagel lox and give me an extra plain bagel, plain one. And I'll make two out of it. You know what I mean?
Man, you're a little bargain guy, huh?
It's not being bargain because it's going to go to waste. I'm not going to eat that much. So why wouldn't I make two? You know what I'm saying?
Don't you carry a block of ice around with you? Where you can put the other one in a little bag with a block of ice. Always carry a block of ice around with you.
The rich mom.
So this morning we go and she gets lox, and first of all, she thinks she's so hip because she doesn't eat, you know, meat. I don't eat red meat, but she doesn't eat any meat, and she doesn't have dairy. Like, oh, I'm better than everybody.
Vegan.
Not vegan. No, she's not. Yeah, one person. See?
That's because it takes a lot to do it, and, you know, everybody else is a little inferior there.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the recovery rate is a lot fucking better than the vegan rate. So, 1 out of 33 recover.
Oh, okay.
Out of rehab. So, Bonnie goes, a bagel, lox, no cream cheese. Well, what's the sense? It's stupid. So I order some kind of omelet, whatever, a fritter, or whatever it was called, with goat cheese. And I swear to God.
Frittata.
And I say, can I have whole wheat toast? They only brought me one slice of toast.
That was weird.
One
I've
slice?
Never seen that. One slice of toast.
Yeah, it's big in Austin.
It's a wrap.
So, And then it was like
a, that would have been a yell from you.
There was a piece of
one slice of toast.
There was one sliver of goat cheese on top. I go, you know, I mean, look.
The manager came over. They were opening it up. The manager was showing him in the where the cheese was.
It wasn't goat cheese. That
was embarrassing at all.
Sir, you didn't take into account this. I am the great managerini here at the Radissonini.
You know. I mean, is this the kind of thing that happens to you at your marriage?
No. One thing me and my wife do is she got me into the veganism big time. So we both, it's hilarious. We kind of do stuff together. Like we hate things together and we like things together. Like I'll wake up and I'll go, honey, do you believe they're doing, I live in LA, not the very actual, do you believe they're doing construction on Laurel Canyon? And she'll be like, you're fucking kidding. Like we feed into, like we hate together.
Oh my God. That's it. That's something you know what wants for me. Like I don't.
You don't give it to him?
No,
I have to have that.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's stressful.
When we find the same comic that we both despise, that brings us closer together.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, like if we're listening on Sirius and we're just driving home, ugh, that's all you hear in the car. That's what brings us closer, is comics that do poop material.
No, we definitely, it is good to be married to somebody who does the same thing as you, because then you don't have to listen to somebody else talk about their dumb profession. You know what I mean? We just get to talk about ours all the time.
Yeah, and so our, like, but the thing is, we'll go into a store, and she's from Canada, so she's not really
out. You keep saying that.
Well, because she's not outspoken. And
you're in New Jersey, so it's diametrically opposed. Right?
Yeah, that's what the pilot was about. And
it didn't get picked up.
So
maybe if you would have got along a little better, we would have picked it up.
When I do watch the pilot, which sometimes I'll just come downstairs and Richard will be watching it, I'm not fucking around. That happens. Watching himself.
He can't let it go.
Yes.
Look at this, it was good.
So true.
Then
we did kiss a lot in that pilot.
Did
we? Must have liked each other. I mean, we haven't.
Well, you had your, I mean, you were younger and your hair was nice. not, you know what I mean.
Did the best I could.
See, I'm telling you, she's stunning. It's so, look, if I didn't have to, like, talk with her, if I could just come home and she's there, it would be so a great match. You know what I mean?
The talking is rough.
Well, just because it's fucking every night she gives me a lecture on how I could be a better person, and I can't.
Nothing sticks.
You know, I'm serious. I'm the kind of, like, I would rather somebody...
I can't be lectured to.
Yeah, I would, like, I would rather
somebody... In a British accent?
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
I would rather somebody not hold the door for me so I don't have to say thank you. You know what I mean? I'm that kind of person. And she comes in.
I like the door being
held.
You do?
I think it's a connection with humanity. No, yeah, it's like, hold the door for me, and I'm like, oh, we have a society.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, we're in some kind of contract. Whereas when nobody holds the door for anybody, it's like, oh, this is just apocalyptic.
Yeah, but you don't have to say thank you.
Don't you hate when if I leave the gym, they go goodbye, and I'm like, I wasn't there.
Oh, well, there, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
because
I wasn't there to see
like,
you.
Goodbye, Mr. Boss.
Yeah, like, I wasn't there to see you. We weren't, you know what I mean? They act like I came to their fucking house. Hey, see you later. No.
No, that's just the corporate thing.
I don't like it. I don't like little goat cheese on the top of my eggs. Okay, that's all I'm saying. You know, and when we go into another thing, when we went into the lounge, and you know, here, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about her. Okay, now stop now. Listen to this.
Yeah, I'm gonna judge you on that. I'm gonna say who is right. Go ahead.
I've been flying forever, so I just made a million mile flyer on United, which was Continental United. Million miles. So
I thought I would get an applause.
What? No,
a million miles on you.
So I'm lifetime gold, and I get to get anybody lifetime gold. My spouse, friend.
You can give someone else lifetime gold?
Lifetime gold.
Oh, my God. Bonnie should be so grateful.
No, wait a second. After a million miles, you know how many flights that is.
I don't even want to know.
Oh, years. So I get it, and I give it to her, and I tell her what it consists of. You know, you get three bags of luggage. You get better seats. You get to get on board before, you know, people like you, regular people. And I give it,
yeah.
After all those years of flying, I give it to her, and she says, big deal, that's nothing.
I said, what do you get? And you told me, and I already got it all because I have that Chase credit card.
You don't get to board. The credit card.
I have the same things already.
You don't get to board. What I'm saying is I look out for her, and she doesn't appreciate the things that I do. My whole life is looking out for her and my family. That's what I do. I look out.
Men do that, yeah. Yes. I never thought I had that in me, but I don't have kids, but I have two little dogs, and when me and them mate. Why is that funny?
No, I have a dog, and it is, it's more like having a kid than having a kid.
Absolutely. They never grow up. They don't help you. Like if I say to my
dog, they don't know the fucking language.
They don't know the fucking language.
We got a Yorkie that pisses everywhere, and I bought one of those, I don't know, what are crates to train the dog, so the dog will pee. And it's a cute dog, so you know, you don't want to fucking hit it.
Oh, I hope you don't hit the dog.
No, I don't hit the dog. Are you kidding me? It's
get over here! No. I have gold mileage! And the goat cheese was slim to none today. I swear to God. What's your dog's name?
Allie.
Allie? Not today!
Well, our 9-year-old, I want to go.
Every time he comes in the house, he goes, oh, Jesus Christ! Because he always sees the dog.
But the dog is so happy. I pet the dog, and I play with the dog, you know what I mean?
Like you're doing something great. Look, I don't want to brag, but I pet the dog, I play with the dog. I'm just saying.
Look, we got it for our daughter that doesn't really pay attention that much. She's on the
really?
Computer. No, yeah.
She's on the fucking computer.
I know. She's a genius. My 9-year-old's brilliant.
Yeah, I know. All parents say that.
No,
I say that about my dogs. This fucking dog. Let me tell you something. This dog can lick its balls and chase a stick. No problem.
No, my kid, I don't want to. I got three. One of my daughters is here, and my favorite one's here. And so, you know, we had to, the Yorkie's a cutie. It's just a cutie. But if I were to go get a dog myself, you know, not, I'd get a shepherd or, you know what I mean?
Oh, you want a bigger guy?
I like a dog that, you know, when you walk down the street, people, you know what I mean? They're not like, oh, you know, with a Yorkie. And listen, I'm not anti anything, but yeah, they think like I'm like Nathan Lehner. Look, he's got a Yorkie. Look, he's got a Yorkie, you know, and
fucking Nathan Lehner's a Saint Bernard.
I don't know. I just love shepherds. I love my Yorkie too.
But he will say this to people, like as a joke, but it horrifies people. They go, "Oh, is that a rescue?" And he goes, "It will be."
It is funny. I'm always saying my dog's a rescue. It is hilarious. The dog culture is hilarious. Like when we take our dogs to the park, and then there's all these other dogs on it, and all the conversations that go on about dogs. Yeah. Oh, it's a rescue. Yeah. What's your dog's name? It's Frank. It's like I just feel like a fucking idiot after.
You don't know their names. You only know the names of their dogs.
I have no idea what their names
but
are.
But it's bullshit when people go, it's a rescue. They try to. It's like patting yourself on. You know what? Hang over a cliff and grab a fucking dog, or walk on TV. Cracking ice, then it's a fucking rescue.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. Somebody. You get a dog out of a burning building, then you can call it a rescue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, you're just picking up the fucking dog from someone who rescued it.
Oh, look at me, I have a rescue. Go fuck yourself. You got a fucking dog for free. That's what you got. I'm sick of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I don't know. It's different in Jersey. What? So, what are you doing?
I was trying to find out if we're done.
No,
we're ready. We haven't solved your marriage yet.
We got a long way to go.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Why would you want to do this all the time? You always go, is this done?
I worry that the audience is like, oh, I gotta go. Sometimes when I'm watching you do stand up, I see people putting their jackets on. It gives me great anxiety.
That's because I do an hour and a half, you know. They come to see me. You know, I want to give
them...
Do
an hour and a half?
Sometimes. Jesus. Depends. It depends, you know.
I barely do 50.
I know that. No, it depends where I'm working or when. If the crowd's into it, you know. I mean, I try to get it. And like a dummy, I forgot to bring them tonight. But, you know, I do want to get out there to sell CDs. I have 5 of them. The latest
one. All about that. Turn things over, you know, getting extra locks. You know, the CDs. Yeah. I don't work like that. I'm just like,
You're laid back.
This is not gonna work out.
Yeah. Eddie, Rich goes to Walmart every night.
Not every night. And I'm against Walmart. It's just I hate what they stand for. I really do.
But patronize them?
Well, it's convenient. You know what I mean? I gotta go.
There's an activist. I'm telling you, do not shop at Walmart unless they're very close to you. And I stand by that.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what I mean. I'm in a hurry. I got shit to do.
I don't know why. I mean, when he goes in on the road, the first thing he does is he gets to his hotel and then he goes finds Walmart.
No, that's after my show. Thursday night's Walmart night after my show.
Okay, then he goes Thursday night after his first show.
What do you get at Walmart?
This is the thing I started to wonder, and I don't know, but I started thinking, is there some kind of, like, behind Walmart cocksucking ring?
Behind any building, I thought.
Didn't know, we don't know it's there, but people who know, you know?
No.
I think the Walmart employees have to make a little extra money. They're not making enough.
Oh, you made it so sad now. Thank you.
No, I just go on the road. I like to buy, you know, some healthy food to bring back to my hotel to put in the refrigerator. And I buy some healthy food. And I buy golf balls.
Oh, golf balls. Yeah, you're into golf, huh?
No, I just like golf balls. I just like I just have golf balls in my hotel room. Yeah, when I go on the road, that's what I usually do, is play golf. Because what am I going to do all day? I mean, I go to the gym, I play golf. You know what I mean? I'll go to a 12-step meeting, you know, 31 years sober. 31, 2 weeks ago. Thank you. Not enough for her. No. She'll come in. You didn't fold the laundry. And I also didn't sell your grandmother's silverware. Okay? That's one of my bits for my set.
You throw your sobriety at her like that.
No, she makes fun of me. Look, she drinks, she's not a drunk by any stretch of the imagination. And I like when she has a couple drinks.
Although, if I do have drinks, you're always, like, in front of people, he'll just be like, you're having another one! And it's, like, so embarrassing because people are like, oh, I guess somebody's got a problem.
No. No, because, listen, when she gets drunk, like we were at a party in New York at Gotham Comedy Club, and she thinks she's the fucking mayor when she has a couple of drinks. She's hugging fucking open micers that we wouldn't even talk to when she's sober, right? Wouldn't even, you know what I mean, answer a fucking email or face, but she's hugging them like, and we were leaving Gotham. I swear to God, we had to rush to get out of the party, and there was a girl at a long hallway, And she goes, Bonnie, and Bonnie was like going, I gotta go, and Bonnie started throwing her kisses like she's the fucking Queen of England, right? Bye, I gotta run. I'm like,
I didn't know what to do because I felt torn in that moment to say hi to someone, and also he was like, let's go.
Yeah, like this, like she's in a parade.
So you made the judgment that, you know what, it's too affectionate. Too affectionate.
Yes. No, it's too far. Who throws kisses to open micers?
Is it the open micer thing that upset you the most?
No, it's the fact that you thought you wanted to float in a parade. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm different.
Yes. You've not shown me any affection in 11 years.
Are you kidding me? I don't come up behind you and, like, hug or kiss your neck?
One time he came up behind me and... put his like on my boobs, and I go, don't, I'm fat. And he goes, not here.
That's a nice thing to do.
I always have my wife's back, no matter what. Believe me, I have her back, and she doesn't see it a lot. You know, she's from Canada.
Well, you're behind me.
and she doesn't. You know, I wasn't going to vote during the elections because I wasn't. I definitely didn't like one guy. I wasn't the biggest fan of some other gal. And Bonnie said, go.
I'll tell you who it is later.
It'd be funny if people couldn't figure it out.
So Bonnie.
What the hell are they talking about?
So I wasn't going to, I just, you know, but I did it so my 9-year-old daughter could walk into the booth with me and see me vote for her. And in case she won, my daughter was there to see history being made. So that was my idea to do that. You know, for my 9-year-old. That's our producer. you know, I don't know if they like me, but I guess they don't get, you know. Go ahead.
What is the point you were trying to make?
That I have everybody's back, and you don't see that. You want a guy.
How is
what?
Taking your daughter and voting for the person you wanted to vote for? I don't understand why you get a pat on the back for that.
I don't know, it just seemed like a good story.
Well, you know, he was taking your daughter. What's her name?
Raina. I don't remember.
Raina? You don't know that?
Raina.
He's taking Raina to the voting booth, and in case Hillary won, it would have been like, well, you were witnessing history.
Yeah.
Did you not take Raina into the booth?
Her name is not Raina.
Damn it!
First of all, but... I'm Canadian. I'm not...
They know that.
You don't have U.S. citizenship?
I'm a legal alien. I haven't taken the oath and answered questions or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I might get dual citizenship and try to become Canadian.
Mm.
So in case...
I would recommend that.
No boring topic for a podcast. Let's talk about you getting your Canadian citizenship.
I'm a Jew. I just got to keep my, you know... That's all.
Make sure you know. So I don't know what I'm out.
You have no more complaints.
Is that what I just do? Just complain about you?
No, you discuss and Eddie tries to help, which he's been doing a great job.
Well, what about the cheapness? Nothing happened
there. It's not
cheap. Behaviors in regards to money.
What?
But if I want a car, one day I go, hey, let's go get you a car. So we get a car. I get a car.
Shared bank account.
No, we don't. So I do, I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap. I just like, here's the thing, I don't like people getting over on me. That's all. You see what I'm saying? You know, if there's free coffee, take the fucking coffee. That's all. When we go into the president's lounge, take a couple bananas for the plane.
It's such low level. Like, I'm going to get what I
want. Oh, well, it is. It
get
is.
Those bananas.
It goes lower level than that. When Raina was a baby, we were getting baby stuff at garage sales. I know.
Just one or two things.
Really?
Rich's idea.
Like rusty high chairs?
Yes.
Honey, I could sand this down.
I'll tell you what it is. So we got one of those things that you lay them in and it bounces kind of. And then what did you pay, $5 for that one?
No,
then we
yeah.
went to another garage sale. He found one cheaper.
It was nicer too.
He took the first one back.
To a garage sale?
To a garage
oh,
sale.
I don't think you could take shit back to a garage.
It was within an hour.
Open up! Okay. Like they've gone back into their house.
Another one. We were doing scratch off tickets, you know, whatever they're called.
They're called scratch off tickets.
And I didn't win or whatever, and then he put them in the garbage, and then I remembered that I forgot to scratch off one of the squares. He drove back.
How far?
Got it out. Well, he'd already dropped me off at home.
No, I left it on the counter. I didn't drop you off. Let's not. I left it on the counter.
Did you or did you not drive all the way back to 7-Eleven to scratch a square?
Yeah, and you won $2.
That's not true.
You won. And no, it wasn't that. It was left in the car. We drove away. She's, you know, for comedy, she'll do. The truth is, I bought her a scratch off, you know, for her, a gift. And... which I look out. I look out.
Here's a banana from the presidential lounge, and here's a scratch off. Happy Valentine's. I love you.
So, and
where's
then,
my black eyes?
So she didn't scratch all the squares. We get 2 miles down the road, and I look, and I scratch. I go, oh, look, you won.
No, that is not true. You drove back to 7-Eleven.
To cash it in.
No, you didn't. It was already, it's still at 7-Eleven, and you had to go back. You asked the guy to give it to you. That's right, because it did win $2, and you took it in, got the $2. We got home. I was like, I forgot a square. You drove back to 7-Eleven, okay. And you got the guy to give you back the ticket. You scratched the square. No more winnings. Went home.
See how calm I am, and see how she gets.
I know, because you're lying. You're like, I wasn't, but she exaggerated. That's what a fucking gaslighter does. I see. You know, I don't know. What the fuck is the truth?
You know what, though? And gaslighting, great term. But you know what?
To explain it to him every time. Do you know what it is, Rich?
Yes.
Go ahead.
When someone pulls a trick on you. Fools somebody.
You sound so childlike. It's when someone pulls a trick on you.
It's when someone pulls the wool over your eyes. You know, like, you know what I mean?
What is the name of the venue we're in right now?
Estes Follies. Right?
Estes Follies. Nailed it.
I just want to say, though, that I think your marriage is in good shape as a marriage counselor.
Thank you. Please.
I think your marriage is in good shape because you don't have really major issues. You have things like, you know, hey, this
I
fucking
hate
guy.
Him.
Well, that's a major issue.
That insurmountable.
That's a major issue, but I think there has to be, you know, hate in a marriage, you know. Like everybody, the prevailing wisdom is love, 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 but that's bullshit.
It's overrated.
Yeah. It's what?
It's not, I love my kids.
You're undercutting your marriage there. You're saying you love your kids,
yeah,
but
like
not
her.
Bonnie?
No, I like her.
You like Bonnie?
No, I love Bonnie. Bonnie's my, you know what they say?
She's your rock?
No. She's my soulmate. You know, when you like, because I was married before this, and she was great. What my daughter's here. Her mom is a great mom. You know, my first wife.
Right.
And you know, but Bonnie.
Kelly.
Yeah, but Bonnie gets it. You know what I mean? She gets humor, and you know,
yeah, that is the biggest thing.
She gets it, you know. I can, you know, and
this is the biggest compliment I'm ever gonna get. That's it.
You know, I just, let me tell you, I couldn't see
maybe a priest, a Jew, and a Polak walk into a bar. That's how Rich comes into the house. See if she's gonna get this one. But Bonnie's already
right
laughing.
Before he proposed, I had to tell him who all the stooges were.
You know. I couldn't see myself marrying again, you know.
Like if I died.
What a compliment that is.
We were, this is an old story. I'll tell it. Bonnie was pregnant, and she was ironing, which I do the ironing mainly. And I was talking to my ex-wife on the phone, and she's ironing. She's like 8 months pregnant. And I already hung up with my ex-wife, but I pretend I was still talking. Then I go, okay, I love you. Goodbye. That's the kind of little jokes I like to play. How do we end this? No, we got 10 more minutes. I want to do an hour and a half. You think they got anywhere to go? Please, they're here. No, I mean, the thing is, you know what we should have done? We should have had an audience mic to take some questions from the audience.
Well, they could yell one out.
What's that?
They could yell one out.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
How often do you guys have sex?
Oh, let's not get crazy.
I have sex with Rich.
His daughter.
I'd say...
Here's... Go ahead.
Once every 6 months behind Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Hey, Kate, you can you, this is our producer, Kate Connor. She's great. She's fabulous. She's also from Canada.
She's American.
Okay, you said how often...
But you never answered that question.
Well, no, here's the deal with sex. Here's the deal. Sometimes...
Daughter is in the audience.
No, she's... You know, my daughter gets it. She's 24. What are you kidding? She's not a nun. Bonnie will go, hey, tonight we're gonna do it. So I'll take like a half a blue pill, right? And then she'll go, well, I don't wanna do it. Well, fuck, then you gotta pay me. Those things are
That's
why I don't take the pill.
Those things are not cheap. You know, you can't say we're having sex, I take a pill, and then I don't want, now I'm fucking
hooked. I had to pay him for the pill.
It's just cash. Here you go, it's $40.
But it's not, I never am like, hey, let's do it tonight. But you, this is what he'll do. I'll just look at him across the room at some point and do it, you know, doing some normal shit. He'll just be like this. Oh my God.
It's because I'm shy. I don't know how to say it.
You draw it like just. It's just a picture that you hang on the fridge.
Yes.
Two people fucking. What do you think of the picture?
How are you guys enjoying your South by Southwest so far?
Well, we got here last night. Our flight was delayed, of course. And it's great because you get to see comics that you haven't seen. I haven't seen Eddie in a couple of years. I don't know. And, you know, and then I did a spot last night I killed. You know, I do. But it's fun. It's kind of so much at once, though, here. Like, everywhere you look, there's a goddamn...
And there's three things to get. How many pictures did you take today for social media to get a hat?
I got two hats.
Yes, yes.
You did? Is that a new hat?
No, not that. This is,
what do you mean you got
this
two
This is a $60
hats?
Hat. I got five of them. No, there's these hats that say wow on them. I saw some girl wearing one. She said, yeah, you go into the interactive booth and you take. But I got them from my daughters that I bring home. My little daughter, I got her hat, and my older daughter.
I got my dog's bow ties.
Yeah, see? See, I said to her, you know, do you want, let me go get a hat for Raina and Jessica. And she, they won't want, yeah, but they don't care what it is. They just want their dad to bring them something back. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Yeah, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. If my dad bought me a hat, maybe I wouldn't have became a crack addict, okay?
Daddy, did you bring me a hat today? No hat.
Okay. Rich is working on a book called Give Your Kid a Hat. Keep them off the crack.
Yo, Voss, you got any plugs? Where can I get Rich Voss 5?
Oh, my CD 5, the one that hit the Billboard charts? Well, that's
on iTunes.
It's on iTunes.
I'm paying you for that question.
But if you go to our podcast, My Wife Hates Me, and you go behind the wall, whatever that shit means, I put 3 of my 5 CDs back there for the people to listen to. But thank you. It's, you know, it's just, it's some of my best.
What's your show? Do you have any other shows tonight?
Huh?
Oh.
No, I don't have any shows, but I'm sure if anywhere I pop in, they'll want to put me on. Oh, look who's here, they'll go for us this year.
This is the true story, Eddie. So his last CD, I told him that he should say, "They Call Me Legend" as the
title.
They
Call Me Legend?
They Call Me Legend. Like, I just thought it would be a funny thing. And he goes, how about Some Call Me Legend? Like, he took it so seriously. He was like, I don't want to lie completely.
I don't like to lie.
I didn't see that it was ironic to begin with.
Any more, Kane?
What do you think of each other's in-laws?
What was the question?
What do we think of each other's in-laws? Bonnie's parents are fucking great because, I mean...
Well, my dad did say you weren't funny.
Well, yeah, you know what, her dad likes prop acts.
Her dad what?
Likes prop acts. He's a big character fan. I don't go up as much to Canada because she lives like 4 hours north of Edmonton. Like, it's, you know what I mean? But I think her parents, like, I think they're good parents, you know, they're farmers, and, you know,
at our wedding, okay, he went up.
Well, we were all doing time.
Yeah, I don't know why he was doing a show. He was doing crowd work with my family at our wedding. And
the show didn't get picked up.
Yes.
So he had to do something.
Yes, he was getting his groove back. And he did it. He basically said that my dad raped you in the bar.
No, I said he touched me.
Yes.
It was a bit I had. It was really funny. that, you know, we're wrestling next
week. He did it right before our first song.
But let me tell you what Bonnie did. And I told, okay, so we're at the wedding. Hold on. We're at the wedding, so people are going up speaking, right? Jim Norton, a great comic, goes up and kills. So then my father goes up, and he's not having a good set. Right? So Bonnie and I are supposed to go up together, but she takes a mic and goes up.
Well, when Jim was on, the comic in me was like, oh, and I started making a few notes on a napkin.
Yeah.
So your wedding is your wedding.
Yeah, but wait a second. But wait, this is good. So Bonnie goes up, and she's doing great, right? Leaves me, the first thing, leaves me behind, and you know how I look out for my family. So she leaves me behind, right? So I go up, and I grab the mic, and I start having I'm doing well. And then our first dance, you know, the first dance is a couple, I'm like, she goes, why'd you take the mic from me? I was doing well. During our first dance, she's complaining that I fucked her setup.
I had a big man coming.
Then, this is how much about her family. Then I went up to the reunion, and they had this big Canadian reunion. RVs came in from all over Canada. I mean, they have big property. There's fucking RVs everywhere. Not little, I mean RVs, right? So they decided to have, with all the kids, a talent show, right? On the back porch. It was a big back porch. And they wanted us to host it, right? So now I'm hosting, and there's like all these fucking old Canadian kids, you know, and I'm having a good set for a back porch, right?
Well, that's what my dad said.
He
didn't think you were funny.
But the audience, look, those people, they loved it. We didn't, look, this is what I do for her family. I stand on the back porch and host a talent show.
You do what you can do, yes.
Yeah.
See,
so,
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, and my family, well, you know, we don't, like, I'll fly to Canada, but my dad lives in New York, and I can't get her, you know what I mean?
I know. Nobody does. Did anyone?
I didn't follow. No, you stopped before.
I did, yeah.
Oh, when I asked her to go, let's go see my dad, because she said at the wedding my dad kissed her.
He lifted. It.
You know, you were attractive.
But also,
back
the other crazy thing was, I didn't know that he was gonna. So he leaned over, and I went like this for whatever reason to say hi to him, and he lip kissed me.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Yeah, but then
you think that's like more intimate than a regular?
It sounds it, yeah.
So
we dated for 3.5 months.
Two more questions, and then we'll wrap it up. This is a fucking good crowd. Jesus, I love fucking Austin.
Hey,
Michael,
this is a good crowd.
Look at her. She's such a good producer.
Hi, I'm Nathan. What do you say to yourself when you go backstage after the show? Do you say like something like, oh, you suck. Thank you, that was nice.
Oh, there's, yeah, a lot of that.
I never say she sucks. First of all, we did an interview this morning with the NFL Network, and she fucking killed, and she knows nothing about interviews.
About what?
I just dropped a lot of like your offense and shit, and when they ask me questions, I just...
So after every show, I do, there's nothing but positive reinforcement, especially because she's so good, and you know, she's a little more emotional, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm...
Do you give her a hat after every show?
Give her what?
Honey, here's a hat.
I always get a hat after every show.
I don't know. It's just, you know...
No, it's actually after shows we're usually... We do have a great understanding of what it's like to be on stage or be in front of an audience, so we're not that... We let the audiences be...
You never tell anyone, much less a spouse, that, God, you were terrible.
It's hard. Yeah, but I'm gonna.
No, I've had.
No, but there's times where I've watched you on stage where I'm like, you can't do that bit anymore or something, you know?
Yeah, I've dropped stuff and, you know, added and, you know, will help you. She mainly helps me more than I help her because she's a fucking brilliant writer. I mean, her write what? No, I'm telling you, she directed a movie, Women Aren't Funny. Like, I'm hands down a much better comic, but listen to me. She's such a great writer and creator and stuff. So she'll say to me, look, you still can't, you know, you can't talk about Reagan anymore.
Okay, one more. Can you watch the original? I'm over here on the.
Okay.
Can you watch the original pilot online? You thought about re-releasing it, repitching it to Netflix, maybe like an average homeboy type of.
He'll talk to you for an hour after the show.
No. No, we resold the pilot to two other networks. Bought that pilot. One. It was so bad.
Oh, we made another pilot for another
network. We did two of them.
Yeah.
Based on the first one.
I heard Rich on the phone. I guess somebody had asked him, like, how was the pilot? He goes, I watched half of it and then hit Bonnie in the face.
But then the one we did, the last one we did with, I don't want to say their name, False TV.
Alternative facts TV.
Boy, how many fucking posters are going to be left in hotel rooms tomorrow morning? Anyhow, they get his posters. And that was a good, I thought it was a pretty good pilot. Bonnie pretty much, you know, she's the creator of all this stuff. She's brilliant when it comes to creating.
I couldn't do it without somebody fucking up daily, though, so thank you for that.
Make jokes now when I sit and try to build you up.
I know, but then I can't just, it would be disgusting. It would be worse than us fighting if we were just like, no, but he's incredible.
Thank you.
Listen to that shit?
No, she got mad because I didn't read her whole fucking book, but she hasn't listened to all my CDs. Well, I got nothing.
Are you good?
Yes, we're good. Eddie, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
How fucking great is Eddie?
Eddie Pettitone. And thank you, everyone, for coming out.
You.
This is My Wife Hates Me. Rich Voss.
Bye, McCarlin. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.